In addition to that, let's talk about the owner, the spy tech. Let's talk about the administration, the ownership, and Pete Carroll. Let's dive in deep without blame shifting. Let's talk about why they should be talking about why they're failing and what's actionable with the 14 games that are left. You know, we were all told that, you know, Spytek was this boy wonder and Brady's coming in, the greatest quarterback of all time. And it did make me think this could be a 10-win team. And I still think we can make a run for the playoffs. We're only 3 weeks in, but there needs to be some sort of meeting of the minds per se. So the admin and the administrators, owners, and head coach have to figure out what's going on. You know, what's going on with the protection report? What types of concepts do we need to get rid of? What things are working? What things aren't working? Maybe a trimmed up call sheet needs to be in place to kind of hide the weaknesses. You guys can kind of see that we looked bad against the Chargers, and then we looked worse against the Commanders. It's just a matter of being scouted on film, guys, especially when your best weapon, Brock Bowers, is injured. Again, make a decision, Raiders. He either plays at 100% or he doesn't play. That's my opinion. If he's not right, let him sit. And, you know, you got to think about, we let him play these last 2 weeks in garbage games that could have been detrimental, even more detrimental to him. Or we could have let him rest these 2 weeks and he'd be 100% perhaps this upcoming week. So I hope you guys make a decision with that. The other thing that I think needs to be made is JPJ. Where's he going to play? Is he going to be right guard, or is it time to move him to center? I think I heard that Meredith was better at acknowledging the fronts and what the defense was showing, and a better communicator. But again, him and Dylan Parham are on roller skates. And if something isn't done, I don't see those two really being on the Raiders next year. It's got to be better. Let's talk about practice plans. Are practice plans really giving a good look? Are they giving an accurate look to the players as to what they're going to not only see on Sundays, but are they going to be prepared? We didn't even look like we were prepared from the first drive on. It was all Washington. And again, I got tired of seeing those jerseys all over our guys. Special teams is just mobbing our kick returners and our punt returners. Ashton Jenty in the backfield, two to three guys waiting for him in those ugly uniforms. So it was, you know, I can say all that I want, but a loss is a loss. So, you know, it is what it is. So let's keep moving on. Again, give me your opinion on the call line. That's going to be 971-319-2976. Drop your fixes for the Raiders. What do you think needs to happen? Best ones get a shout out on the next episode. And again, we are looking for regular contributors to come to the show weekly, probably twice weekly, to add some spice to the show. So give us your best take. And then I'm going to finish this quick hit episode like this.